welcome to the Paranormal News Insider Report for July 16th, 2012. In cryptid news, Justin Smejo, the man behind what is known as the Sierra Kills incident, is slowly coming forward and talking about what happened in the woods at Gold Lake, California in October of 2010. Smejo supposedly shot two Bigfoot he initially thought were bears, including one that was a juvenile, which apparently died in his arms. He and an accomplice have been slowly giving out information since the incident occurred, and has now finally appeared on video. Is this just an elaborate hoax? Did he really kill two Bigfoot? In all honesty, all of the mudslinging and attention on this guy is unjustified. If he did kill two Bigfoot and wants to be famous, it's too late if he is unable to produce a body. Without any physical evidence, the story doesn't matter, and the Bigfoot field is wasting its time listening to him. In UFO news, the Ministry of Defense, Britain's defense intelligence agency, has released more UFO files. Thousands of more files were released recently since they felt the public didn't view them as concerned about UFO phenomena as they should be. These files can be accessed from nationalarchives.gov.uk/UFO. A retired Chilean general states that UFOs indeed exist. General Ricardo Bermudez, director for the Committee for the Study of Anomalous Aerial Phenomena, states that many cases of UFO sightings suggest they are indeed real objects. He references several recent incidents of radar and visual confirmations, although some of these cases may have been explained by natural phenomena. In other news, an all-too-familiar story. A leaky pipe causes a religious statue to appear to be crying. People flock to the statue to celebrate this miracle. In Mumbai, India, a man was invited by a local television station to come in and attempt to explain a recent miracle where a statue of Jesus had water dripping from his feet and was interpreted as a sign from God. The man, Sanal Edamakru, the founder and president of Rationalist International, a skeptical organization, was quick to find the source of the miracle as being a leaky pipe in a nearby washroom, which was blocked by rocks and caused the leak. Leaders in the Catholic community have now launched charges against the man. In 2010, NASA announced that a life form on Earth not only had the ability to resist the poisonous nature of arsenic, but actually contained it in its DNA. This finding would alter how we perceive life to be and is a big change to what we believe life is made of. Now, two separate reports have concluded that the original findings were wrong and that arsenic is not part of the DNA structure of the bacterium. The mystery object at the bottom of the Baltic Sea is stirring up more statements. Now a former Swedish naval officer and World War II expert feels the item at the seafloor was built to baffle the radar of submarines. He feels it is a giant structure built with wire mesh that was used to disturb the travel of World War II era submarines and used to confuse the communications with them. This explanation may be the reason why electronics on board the ship failed. I'm sure there will be more information from this story to come. Conferences, conventions, and paranormal gatherings. The PTVN Past TV Network Paracon 2012 takes place July 28th and 29th in Waverly, Ohio. The A Ghost Conference, August 3rd and through the 5th in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. The 2012 Mid-South Paranormal Convention, August 3rd through the 5th in Louisville, Kentucky. And the Las Vegas Paracon at Bonnie Springs Ranch takes place August 31st through September 2nd, 2012 in Blue Diamond, Nevada. To see my current list of paranormal conferences and conventions, check out the events page at paranewsinsider.com. And if you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, let me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. Be sure to visit the Grand Dark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com, on Facebook and live every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on sharkradionetwork.com. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next week on the Grand Dark Conspiracy. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.